And what I would say to anybody that wants to get on, you don't have to do full out porn to make money. I mean, because OnlyFans was not started for the sex industry. It was started for, you know, mostly celebrities, but people, I mean, ASMR, people subscribe to people that eat peanut butter and pickles and want to hear that, you know, so there's just every realm of possibility that you have for making money. People all the time like, well, I'll join if you send me a nude picture. I'm like, look, if you need that, go to Pornhub. It's free. But if you want to chat with, you know, a nice female and for her to check on you and see how your surgery was or see, I mean, whatever.
And that's the thing, like they're paying for you and there's no other you. And
that's right.
I don't understand why they think if they say that, that they're going to get something free. Like it never happens.
I know.
Right, right.
And I'll say, look, there is a million other girls on here. I am just not your girl. I'm not it.
Welcome back to the Slutpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Anna D, here to empower women to build their own empire and interview sluts who like to make money. On my podcast, I give you a peek inside my life as a girl boss, mentor, retired cam girl, viral TikToker, and now 1% OnlyFans creator. I share my ups and downs of running a multi-million dollar business and the difficult yet sexy path to success. I hope you all have had a wonderful start to the week, and now that my warehouse move is finally complete, I'm excited to get my weekly episodes back on track. I know I say that every week, but we're finally getting there. If you haven't watched my recent YouTube video showing you a little tour of my new workspace, go check it out through the link in the description. So, my dear slutpreneurs and my baby sluts in training, buckle up and grab your notebooks. And if you're a new listener, it's an honor to have you here. So get ready to take a peek inside my pleasure chest. If you want to know more about myself and my businesses, you can check more out at slutpreneur.com. Join our Slutpreneur Squad Facebook group at cehoes.com. It's a safe place where we can all engage and connect with each other. And if you want to check out our X-rated Discord chat, which is even more anonymous, you can get the link through our Facebook group. Like I said, all the links are in the description. And lastly, you can check out my mini ebook series and YouTube videos at RebeccaBlue.com. All right, back to the show. In today's episode, we will be talking to an OnlyFans top 1% creator named Jenny. Her OnlyFans handle is at Your Wish Is The Command, and she is well known and worshipped for her magnificent muffin top. Let's welcome this queen to the show. Hi, Jenny. Thanks for being here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Would you like to introduce who else is with you?
I have my boyfriend with me. He's pretty much the marketing part behind of everything that I do.
Hi, boyfriend. Do you want to say your name?
My name is Jason.
Hi, Jason. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much.
So would you like to paint a picture of yourself so that we can kind of envision what you look like?
Well, there's a little bit of an age difference, but not too much. But we are just typical people that you see when you go out. I don't know. Do it, Jay.
Well, I am... I guess to show you what we look like, I'm probably about 5'10", 220 pounds, and Jenny is 5'2", and she's about 106, 8 pounds, something like that, maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty petite.
Yeah, so we're both from previous marriages. We have had some rocky relationships in the past, and we met each other.
At a bar.
And we just hit it off and have really found what we think is the perfect relationship.
Hey, it looks like magic from what I can see. Are you guys in the South like myself?
We are.
Mm-hmm. That's easy to tell just by the accent. Cool. So do you care to share if you guys have kids or not?
Yes, we have 7 between us.
Oh my goodness. Good God. Do you plan to have any more?
Absolutely not. None.
When do you decide to stop? I mean... I'm just teasing.
We did practice a lot, though.
And we have to, you know, I think that this has been fun for us because it's kind of like a fun secret outlet whenever you're trying to find, you know, that spark.
Yeah, I kind of just want to, like, I guess my first thought is this something you share with everyone you know, or is this just something like for you guys?
We are the only two that know about it.
Very, very secretive. Wow. It's hard for us to create content because Jenny got really famous on TikTok for her bottom, I would say, her booty. So we just really, we're very private. We don't show her face in any of the TikToks. So we're very private about who knows, who doesn't know. And like she said, we're the only two that know. And we like it that way. We like the sort of the mystery of it. And it's been really good for her financially.
Yeah.
And it's been nice to keep it a secret.
Yes.
Do you get to reap the benefits as well from her newfound income, or is it something that she's the, like, that's all her?
He gives it all to me.
She keeps every bit of it. I'm fairly financially secure. So mm-hmm. It actually excites me, or has very much excited me, to help her obtain some financial freedom and breathing room. And she can give you a little bit of history of, you know, her, how she came to this point.
But, yeah. I mean, I was in a really long, crazy, bad marriage, 17 years. And, you know, I felt so bad about myself and about my body. I was probably one of the most insecure people you've ever met. Just, you know, always stayed covered up, which I know that sounds crazy with everything that, you know, I put out there now, but.
Well, how old are you? Cause when I saw your TikTok, I thought you were in your 20s. Like, you have a rock hard body.
I'm 40. I'll be 41 this year.
That's insane. Like, I just have to ask, like, how does your skin like looks? I mean, you just look flawless to me. I mean,
cocoa butter.
Okay.
No, I swear to you. I've had three children.
I just can't even believe it. That's incredible. Like, I'm just in awe how you've taken yourself and just totally use that to your advantage. Like, do you care to share what your TikTok name was or is?
It still is. I did lose one account because they shut me down for no reason, but it
relatable.
Is Muffin Tops 00.
Because normally women are like ashamed of having a muffin top.
Well, you know, I was kind of shy about it too, but when I met him, you know, I was waitressing in a restaurant and I was just like, I can't, you know, I was just working, and he, of course, noticed my ass, it was a bar, and I never, I mean, if guys ever even looked at my butt, I didn't even pay any attention at all, and he would always, I mean, could not keep him away from it, and he's like, and then, you know, COVID hit and everything else, and so I was like, gosh, I've got to make a supplemental income, I've got to do something else, and he kept saying, well, I keep watching this Rebecca Blue girl, you know, and
oh, shut the fuck up, are you serious?
I swear to you, listen. And I was like, no. And he's like, you've just got to see her. And I was like, I don't even have a TikTok. I don't know who this girl is.
Oh my God. It's so crazy how the world works like that.
I was like, oh, I could never do that. You know, I don't have enough confidence. You know, I can't get in front of a camera like that. And he's like, look, just make one TikTok. He finally talked me into it. It blew up.
Thank God he did. I mean, I just have to say, the way, like, your confidence is in the way he films you and mm-hmm. the marketing techniques that I see, it is so inspiring to me. Like, when you send your mass messages, of course, I get them because I follow you. Mm-hmm. And every time you do, it reminds me, okay, I need to send a mass message because you are so personal and yourself and authentic. And I'm like, no wonder she's doing so well. Like, she gets it. It's clear that you know what your followers want. And I'm assuming as far as marketing, you might have a really good idea of who your subscribers are.
Mm-hmm, I do. And I mean, I try to keep, at first I was just like, I didn't know what to do. And then I kind of was like, oh my gosh, this guy really thinks I'm his girlfriend. But then he was, you know, but then I was getting like tipped like ridiculous for telling these guys good morning, good night, and just asking them about their day, you know, and just different stuff like that. And it's unreal what that means. And they know what they've gotten into. You know, I've had a couple of like crazy guys, you know, and I'm like, I had to kind of set it straight. But these guys mm-hmm. know what they're paying for and they're okay with that.
Do you think age is a factor in knowing how to build relationships and having that experience gives you a creative edge with that technique?
Yes. And I also think that because, I mean, I think that there's some self-esteem issue, probably. I mean, I don't know, from some of the guys because they're lonely or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've been lonely before. I know what I want to hear. I know what it feels like to have someone care about how your day was. Sure. I think that's important.
I think the other advantage, too, is that she has a boyfriend who can say, yes, I like these things, or no, I don't like these things. And when we first started out, it blew up so much, it changed the direction of what we were doing. So we started off kind of soft, if you will, and got a little bit more
edgier,
hardcore,
sluttier, you know.
And then she realized, which is awesome, she realized that she did not want to do that anymore. So I said,
pull the reins back a little bit.
This is your money. You do what you want to do. I told her, but I said, you're going to lose some people if you don't do these things. I said, but I think you'll still have this one crowd, you know, of followers that stay with you, and they come and they go. But the interesting thing is that she has probably about, I don't know, 200 or 300 who just absolutely adore her because she's so personable. She asks about their day. Now, some of them we do them in mass messages and different things like that. But it got to a point where it was too big and it was taking both of us almost full time to handle everybody. But I'm a marketing guy and I was blown away by how much money was coming in every month.
So are you like categorizing certain subs, like favoriting them in a list are like, okay, you're super loyal ones? Because that I figured out a little bit later. So I made a category for guys who bought panties or guys who paid, higher spenders and stuff. And I like, how do you utilize that to your advantage?
Well, I definitely have a favorite, which are people that are high tippers that need more attention. I don't have a VIP page, but I do have like certain guys that they have let me know. They just want me to talk to them. They don't want the videos. They said it insults them to get the videos with that price tag on it because they're already just tipping me randomly.
Mm-hmm. So do you exclude them from those?
Yeah.
Okay.
We call them whales. We have a category for whales.
We do.
And just like you would in gambling. So they're the big tippers and they're the guys that they'll tip the max. And I think her max right now is 200, God. I think. So they'll tip $200. And we had one guy he tipped 200, then he tipped 200. I mean, like,
oh my God.
5 minutes after another.
So Jason, can I ask you, like, what, hands down, like, what are your hard boundaries for this? Because you seem like a really easygoing guy.
Let me answer something on that. Have you seen those TikToks that go across? It's like, how do you say your boyfriend would never cheat on you without saying he wouldn't cheat on you?
Uh-huh.
I could video him messaging men for me.
Yes.
and sexting. My boyfriend.
Wait, Jason, like, how do you have the female tone when you do that? Is it just who eat? Like, does it come naturally?
Well, I think I type what I would want to hear want to hear from somebody who's doing that. But right. I did have a hard boundary when we first started. It wasn't anything graphic or anything, but I did. I told her, I said, I don't want you calling anybody baby. You can call them sweetie. You can call them honey, sugar, love, whatever. Not love. No, that one either. But but baby, I didn't want her because that's what she calls me. And I didn't want her. I didn't want to go in there and see where she typed, hey, baby, how was your day? Mm-hmm. That's limited for me. And so that was really the only boundary. I told her, I was very encouraging with her to tell her if she wanted to do certain things, I would be fine with that. Whatever her limits were, you know.
Well, what about with you? Filming content together.
Oh gosh. Well, I get the advantage of that too because
films and watches.
I film and I watch, and then when I stop filming, then
he reaps the benefits.
Reap the benefits of that. So
do you feel like the sex is better post content making because she's kind of, it's almost like when you're at the strip club and you get the stripper in front of you, like warming you up, dancing before you get that lap dance. Like, does it really just heighten your senses so much? Like it's all, like foreplay.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Honestly, we did have a point, I think, where we got too dirty or she got too, thinking she was too dirty. Mm-hmm. And I think it did affect us emotionally because we were spending so much time creating more hardcore content. It was taking away from our relationship. But we saw that and we said, okay, let's pump the brakes. And it happened to be during the holidays, which was good. Mm-hmm. And so we said, let's pump the brakes. Let's back off and just see if we can lower the content down to really just sexy, teasy, boudoir type stuff. Mm-hmm. And we don't do any content together, none together. It's all her. It's all, you know, she doesn't do it with anybody else. And a lot of people want to see boy, girl, 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 whatever.
We just
decided not to do it. We let them know up front mm-hmm. that it's just her. And, you know, and everybody knows from TikTok that she's a – and that's how we draw. I think how she draws is because she's such a terrible tease. We get – I would yep. say we get 40% of the people, subs, just who want to see her face. Because she doesn't show her face at all.
Well, the art of the tease is such a huge thing. I mean, when I personally watch porn sometimes, I enjoy the before, you know, and they have their clothes on so much more. Mm-hmm. And I just love and respect how much respect you have for each other and have the ability and maturity to navigate when those feelings happen, because I think it's clear communication and the boundaries is what will make this work and grow and excel and not get out of control. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. I think it's clear you guys are on the right path as far as doing this as a team.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure you know too, because I don't know how many subscribers you were at, but when you get up into those bigger numbers and you got those mm-hmm. bigger tippers, I don't know how women actually do it by themselves. Because, I mean, not only it's a full-time job, mm-hmm. but what I think the thing that we've learned too, though, is, you know, the mass message is a wonderful thing, because you don't have to text everybody, mm-hmm. but there's only so many of them that will actually text back and say, you know, how's your day going? And, you know, a lot of the text is kissy face or aw, or you know, you're sweet or whatever, just simple stuff.
Well, how do you navigate the schedule of that? Because I find it difficult, and I'm constantly seeking, I guess, agencies to help me manage it, but I'm terrified to hand someone over my hard drive of nudes and they won't edit my footage the way I want to edit it. And I don't know what kind of contracts go in place. And I think there's definitely a market to do that. It's probably somewhere out there. I'd love if we could talk to someone about that. But is there a way you guys schedule, you know, do you just do it throughout the day? Or is it just kind of do it as you go?
It's more of a do it as you go.
Yeah, but I think that I'll because we bounce a lot of ideas off of each other, and I'll be like, hey, I need to do this today. This is on the schedule. We've got to figure out if we do it at noon or can we do it? Jay and I, we try to keep our relationship, you know, going, you know, all the time. Like, we have date nights at least 1 to 2 times a week. And
we go on one trip a month. But we also will film, you know, on the trips.
TikToks. Yeah.
We'll do OnlyFans stuff. But the thing that I'm trying to get her to understand is when we first started, I did TikTok, I did Instagram, and I did Twitter. Mm-hmm. Well, I also have 2 other full-time jobs. So now what I'm trying to get her to do is to – I'm not going to call it a 9-to-5 by any means, because it's not a 9-to-5. But, you know, for an hour a day, she works TikTok. For an hour a day, she works Instagram. For an hour a day, she works Twitter. And then for an hour a day, she works OnlyFans. But that hour a day on OnlyFans is spread out mm-hmm. and messages all throughout the day. So having a schedule like that, I think, will help. But the thing I would say more importantly than anything is find your sweet spot. We found ours, you know, mm-hmm. She still makes a very, because like the first couple of months was incredible, blew it out of the water. She has a very nice nest egg, but now it's more like, okay, let me pay the bills and then continue to put that money into that nest egg. And then we're mm-hmm. doing some investments with stuff now with, you know, cryptocurrency and a couple other things, because now we're not sharing the money, but we can collaborate together on other things.
Have your money make money, you know.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, we're talking about, you know, building a spec house, you know.
So. Yeah, when you make that amount of money so quickly, when you blow up like that, it's just, I can't even explain. You have to think about, you just don't even know what to do.
Well, what's your biggest, like, how have you spoiled yourself, or do you have a biggest expense that you've felt you wanted to reward yourself with?
Probably nothing. I would say I paid my car off.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
I'm so frugal anyway, just I always have been. But like I said, we take a trip. We have a certain amount of money that goes into we call it our travel kitty. And mm-hmm. we take a trip once a month. We build content there. We, you know, work on our relationship. We work on everything while we're there. And it's really, really nice.
So if anybody tips her through Cash App and not through OnlyFans, because we really try not to pull people away from OnlyFans just because we don't want to violate anything. So mm-hmm. we leave that there. But if somebody says, hey, do you have an Instagram or whatever? And once we pull them over that way, then we could say, hey, if you don't mind, would you, if you want to tip me, would you do it in Cash App? So that Cash App account is just for travel, but that Cash App account is in Bitcoin. So as we're getting tips, we're also growing it through Bitcoin.
Wow. I wish you guys were my parents.
Well, the funny thing is, we probably could be.
That's so insane. Now I'm like, I'm writing this down like, okay, Cash App, Bitcoin, because I do the same thing with my Cash App card. If I'm out and about and want to go to a thrift shop, I'm like, all right, how much do I have in my Cash App? Because, you know, it's, I don't know how documented expenses are on Cash App. I know Venmo is a little different.
Right.
And what about like Amazon wish list? Do you ever have any gifts that come to the, in the mailbox?
No, we decided not to do that just because, you know, we wanted to keep it very private and not know where.
Okay.
With having the way that I do it, it's like a virtual girlfriend kind of thing. A few of my guys are like, I have a guy that has a blanket with my picture on it. His face mask has
her body.
He has my body on it, like his face mask that he wears around. And they some of them are extremely clingy.
Wait, so do you ever like worry about it going too far in that sense?
Yeah. A little bit, yes. But then I pump the brakes with them and I'll say, listen, you do realize that this is OnlyFans, that this is what, you know, this is, can't go any further. Cause it'll be like, you know, my goal is to meet you one day. And I'm just like, well, that's not going to happen because I don't do that.
Yeah. About 40% of them want to meet or have a date with her, or I'll give you $10,000 for one date.
Yeah. And I've been offered very large amounts of money and there's nothing worth that to me.
I think the thing that we discussed that was so important, because I know you're part of what you do is encouraging women to do this. Mm-hmm. But Jenny to me is so encouraging because when she came into this, she'd never done anything like this before.
Never even owned a dildo.
And she
I'm not joking.
And she did not, you know, Rebecca, she did not appreciate her body. And I of course you've seen it. I was floored by it, you know, to
be. Yeah, I'm floored by it.
She was worried about the size of her chest. She was worried about, you know, I came up with the muffin tops things because I just love her love handles. You know, she's got these great hips and ass below it, but she didn't think she had that. And then once she discovered that other people like that, she was like, well, I don't have big boobs. I'm like, there are classes of people out there that just like ass, that just like boobs, that just like feet. So what I would say is encouraging people to do this is somebody's going to like your body. A lot of people will like your body and they will pay to see it. Doesn't matter what size it is or what you think it looks like, you know, because I know there's tons of people that want to try it, you know, and that maybe don't want to show their face. And she's the prime example of making a ton of money
Without showing the face.
Now she does on OnlyFans.
I do show it on OnlyFans.
Yeah. I saw that in the messages a little more. And then I was like, oh my God, she's really like cute. Like it's that like nurturing vibe. And I totally got that when I started getting the messages and whatnot. And I mean, I'm not going to lie. They kind of bring a smile to my face as well. Hey, sluts, quick interruption to tell you about our sponsor of today's episode. Yes, I'm sponsoring myself. Check out the hornystoner.com, one of my lovely websites where I pretty much sell bongs and butt plugs. We have the cutest iridescent bongs, sparkly dildos, everything your heart desires. So come have some fun at the hornystoner.com and use code SLUT to save some money at checkout. Okay, that's it. Back to the show. P.S. I love you. How do you choose your subscription price? Is $9.99 like your sweet spot?
Well, we were at $14.99.
But I cut down on my content because I went from being quite so edgy and with more of the porn videos or whatever, or soft porn or whatever it's called. So I cut down the price because, I mean, I want them to get what they're paying for. So that's why I went down to $9.99.
Also trying to stay in that sweet spot of what we can manage and what we can't manage. So we, you know, during Christmas, we dropped off. And I think the average subscriber is 2 months, 2.5 months, maybe. So you've got to constantly bring in a new crowd. So we're trying, you know, I think we haven't, of course, completely saturated TikTok. We were always getting new members from there, but we're trying Clapper. more Twitter, more Instagram.
Tell me about Clapper. What's that?
Clapper is just like TikTok, but it's, they're saying it's very free. They even have an icon for your OnlyFans link.
Oh, but, hell. Well, you know where I'm running after this.
Well, yeah. And it's just like TikTok. Now, they don't have I don't think they have the capability of the music yet. So you got to pick, you got to put your music on it, or either some little cheesy synthesizer type music they have. I mean, they have some decent choices, but it's more of a free speech platform. Sort of, what was that? Patreon? I'm not Patreon.
What all those people were going to.
Yeah, when Facebook was going through everything, everybody was peeling off and going to a.
Yeah. I remember that.
But, I can't remember what it was.
But we don't have, I think we've gotten a couple off Clapper, but I think we could really use it to, I think people are knowing now that. You can go to Clapper and you can find OnlyFans women, you know, or men or whatever, you know. But yeah, it's very, very similar to TikTok.
So are there any fears between you two of, I wouldn't be like the secret getting out, but, you know, what's the worst case scenario?
My children. We have preteens, or I have a preteen too, and a child at their school thought they saw me in a TikTok that went.
No, they did.
They did. It went viral. It had like hit like a million something, and I thought, well, nobody's gonna notice because I don't. But he noticed.
He knew it was her.
Yes. And
he pegged it basically.
And he texted me, and he's 14.
And he hit him.
He hit on me.
How'd that make you feel?
Awful. I went private. I shut down. I did not post anything for, you know, several days until I could get out of that funk. And I was like,
we blocked him.
We blocked him. We blocked his
anybody
whole family.
Anybody he was connected with.
Yeah.
And we have all our, on TikTok, we have all our kids blocked so they can't, you know, see it. So that, you know, that's an important thing. And another thing I would say about OnlyFans is if people are worried about people around them seeing it, they have a way that you can block states. It's not perfect. I've seen people who said, I can't get in, but I live in the state next door or whatever. But
that's interesting.
Yeah. So there's that ability. If somebody's really, really worried about, you know, if somebody's at high profile or something, you know, that they can block a state. But like I said, again, it's not perfect. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we worry about, because I'm pretty.
He's very well known in our town.
Yeah. We live in a small town. I'm very well known.
It could get bad.
Yeah, it would.
But what is, I mean, do you feel like you'd lose your job over it? Or like what's the fear?
Because I don't feel like I'd lose my job, but it just, you know how people talk in small towns. And
it is a very small town.
Yeah. Well, you know, I live in the swamps in North Carolina. But I mean, I'm the only one that drives a Mercedes. And, you know, I know people don't necessarily know I'm on OnlyFans. But one time I went to the Harris Teeter when I hit a million followers on TikTok. So I'm getting like my 1 million balloon, getting my cake. And they're like, what are you celebrating? And I was like, oh, you know, I just got a million followers. And then everyone in the Harris Teeter follows me now. And it's, I hate going there now. I'll drive 30 minutes out of the way to go to the other Walmart. But it's, I just don't have the patience to deal with anyone in person. But I do see, a side note, I see a lot of young moms on TikTok who are very vocal about their OnlyFans. They're very like famous for being on OnlyFans, and they show their kids in their TikToks. And a lot of them, some that I follow, are very honest about that conversation that may or may not happen with their kids, and kind of embracing that honesty, you know, kind of situation. But I honestly have no idea what I would do, because I sell sex toys. So I'd be terrified that, you know, my kid would start playing with a vibrator at a young age, you know, finding one somewhere. And it's just something that society doesn't teach us how to do, because it's such a normal job. But because people don't know how the fuck to talk about sex.
Right.
It's just insane. So I feel for you in that aspect, that it's just not normalized and it should be, but I can't really comment on that because I don't have children.
Yeah. Well, we have, you know, I think that my son would, you know, he's a teenager and he would be definitely mortified if he knew that. I mean, he's probably looking at porn on his computer right now. You know what I mean? He's, you know, the long showers and everything else. And he does not want to think that his mom is doing that, I don't think. Maybe when they're all adults, you know.
It's going to be the fun Christmas conversation.
My kids don't even, they think that, oh my God, why are you wearing that? You know, mom, stop doing that. You know, why did you get your belly button pierced? You know, all that kind of stuff. You're too old for that. So
yeah, when you're in the mom and dad mode, you're icky, you're yucky. You're not, I mean, I look at her as she's so sexy to me, but her kids don't look at her like
No, they do not look at her. They're not, they don't even think that they have a hot mom. They're like, oh, and I'm going to say, a boy from your school hit on me so much.
I love it. That's empowering to me.
They would be thrilled if they knew how big I was on TikTok, because they all want to be big on TikTok and they're not.
Yeah, my brother called me the other day. He was like, I think my ex-girlfriend follows you because she's been resharing some of your TikToks. And I just put my head down and he was like, I'm tired of seeing you half naked everywhere. And I'm like, well, sounds like a you problem.
Block me.
I know, but he's okay with it. He doesn't want to like talk about it. But at this point, I just had to make a decision once it got too big. I said, you know what, if someone finds out and they don't accept me, like, what am I losing? You know, it's only making room for me to gain someone that respects me.
Exactly. And I did tell Jay, I said, if I get caught doing this, I mean, honestly, with what I've made doing this, they can suck a dick. I really don't care.
Well, we've also dialed it back enough to where if somebody did come on and said, oh, I recognize her from TikTok. Oh, and then it's only $10 to join OnlyFans. They go mm-hmm. on, and it's not even, we're not even doing soft porn anymore. But the great thing is she's retained her followers, and she's retained enough to make a very good living every month without having to do the things that she really didn't want to do in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could have gone the other way too. I mean, we could have gotten more graphic and probably gained more fans, more work, more emotions, more, you know, time apart, more stress. But she's found that sweet spot, and she's making more money, or three times more money than she was making before, and working a very stressful job every day from 8 to 6 or 8 to 5. And now she gets her nails done. She goes to the tanning mm-hmm. bed. She, I mean, it's small things, you know, because when I met her, like, her nails were never done and her toes were never done.
Stop.
No, I'm getting this. Okay. And so I said, this is part of your business. You have to. And, you know, women would hate to hear that you have to get your nails done every week.
Well, and I completely agree, because I always felt guilty getting my nails done. I mean, a pedicure, it can get up to $50 sometimes. Yeah, yeah. And I'm trying to put my money back into my other businesses. And that was the very first thing that brought me joy when I did this, was getting Cash App to go get my nails done, because I would paint them at my house. And, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't the same as, you know, going to get them done. So I completely relate to that. And I say that a lot without any shame. Like, this side hustle for me is purely so I can, you know, I put a little bit of it away, but I'm getting things done in my house. I'm, you know, going to the salon once a month instead of every 4 months. And
exactly.
There's something to that, because I used to feel more, I wouldn't say like more handicapped to people getting it for me, like waiting for a boyfriend to give me a gift card or, you know, say, go get your hair done. And now it's like, I can just put appointment after appointment on my calendar, you know, Botox, shopping, anything. And it's just so empowering. That's the simplest really way to put it.
That's the best way to, it's so empowering.
Well, the great thing about it is she's so frugal anyway. Like, she's every bit that she's made so far, she's been able to save.
God, but for me, I couldn't.
Well, I mean, I still pay my bills.
But like, when we go, our favorite thing is to go into a thrift store or an antique store or whatever.
Yeah.
And the whole time we're thinking, hey, could we use this for content, or could we use this for this? And we have this, you have this business mentality about it. But part of that business is keeping yourself looking nice for your subscribers, because we have men and mm-hmm. women that pay to follow us, you know. And I think it's interesting, because a lot of the people that we see who have a ton of fans, they're other creators. There are other women either watching what you're doing or copying what you're doing or whatever. The thing that we've been able to do mm-hmm. is have a really, I would say 98% of our people are genuinely tipping subscribers
mm-hmm.
instead of, you know, people just watching your content, which I think is interesting, because we may not have, you know, 3,000 subscribers or 4,000 subscribers, but the core group that we do, they all tip.
So I noticed on your wall, you would, you know, write something really sweet, and you can, I don't know if it's like a fundraiser button, but you can press this button that allows people to tip on what you post. And it was just something very simple. You know, it could have been like, good morning. No. This is what it was. You said, I'm going out with the girls. He wants to buy me a drink or three or four or five. And girl, you had $200 worth of tips. And I... Yeah. I said, oh my God, what the hell is she doing? Because I need to latch on and figure the fuck out, because that's incredible. There's no way all the girls on there are getting that like you are.
Well, that's one thing that we do. And another thing too, that I found out, if someone didn't want to do an Amazon wish list, just because I haven't gotten that because of how some of my subs are, but is I will send out private messages of a piece of lingerie that I may want, but it's just going to them, but it's actually going to everyone and say, hey, would you like to buy this for me? I'd make you a video.
And then everybody buys it.
That's a huge moneymaker.
So we'll say, I want this lingerie for Valentine's Day. And if you buy it for me, and you've seen them, if you buy it for me, I'll make a special video for you. And
that video goes out free
to everyone it really goes out to everyone.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an idea.
So you have 100 people who are buying that one item for you, and you're only buying it once
for like $13.
Yeah, $13 or $14 off of Amazon.
Work smarter, not harder. So since I know you mentioned you were a little more shy about your body, you know, years ago. So now, has this opened your eyes to any new kinks that you guys share together?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God.
I've never had such an incredible Yes, I've never had such an incredible sex life ever. It's like, I feel like I've just hit the
peak.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's amazing.
She has never had a sex orgasm before.
No, not into my relationship with him.
Yeah, not many of us have either.
Well, the great thing about it is she not only has
he doesn't have to get into all of that.
Well, give me the PG-13 answer.
I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's like our foreplay and everything that we do. I can have multiple.
Yes, love that. And I was reading a book, I think it was called Orgasm. And for women, it's clearly a mental thing. Like, yes, it's physical sex, but the foreplay and feeling comfortable with your partner, which you obviously are, just opens you up 10 times more.
Yeah, it's insane. I think everybody should have, I wish that for everyone is to have that kind of a relationship.
But it exactly is that. I think it's the comfort level, because, I'm not a big guy, but it's average, you know. But but the thing about it is that we put so much into it. I think feeling, and it's real. It's not, we're not just fucking. I mean, we're actually wanting to be together, wanting to touch each other, wanting to spend time together. And yes, I mean, since we started dating, I mean, she's like a sexual dynamo. I mean, it's just, and here,
we'll just pull over randomly, like in cemeteries or anything like that.
Oh my fucking God. You're a lucky man. You're a lucky woman.
100%.
But with that being said, I mean, it is great. And, you know, I do wish that for everybody. And I think that it's something, I think foreplay is super important, but I think that if other women wanted their partner to work with them on something like this, you have to be so confident on both ends in your relationship.
So what do you have planned for 2021?
Probably about the same. The thing I told her is, I said, you know, we found that sweet spot, and I want her to start running it more. Like, she wants to grow more people that like her interaction with what she's doing now, the sort of the virtual girlfriend experience. So what I'm getting her to do now is, she's logged into Twitter now, she's logged into Instagram now, she's logged into all the things. And of course, I'll still help, of course, but I want to kind of shove the bird out of the nest and let her take more of the ownership of drawing these people in, because she's the focus in the content.
Yeah. But I think you need an assistant.
Well, he has been, and I'll be honest with you. I mean, I couldn't have asked for anyone. I mean, he he did
everything. Like a third assistant.
Well, he took, I will say this, he did have to take TikTok out of my hands. Like, he blocked me to be able to look at my own TikTok. Because people, I mean, like, I got my feelings hurt so many times. I was like, why are these people being so mean to me? They don't even have to watch my videos. Why are they?
Oh, I know all about that. I mean.
Yeah, and I'm just like, and, you know, I have my lip all pooched out and everything. He's like, why are you letting these people get to you? It doesn't even matter. These people don't matter.
Well, we're human beings, so it's difficult for me when people are like, just brush it off. And I'm like, if someone came up to me in the middle of the street and told me my tattoos were disgusting, I'd want to punch them in the face.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't tell me to brush it off. Like, that's human decency. But at the same time, you have to have a thick skin if you're going to make that choice.
So he blocked me off of my own TikTok, and he did it for a while.
So, oh, my gosh. Well I just want to go ahead.
If she's picking at her TikTok, her secret TikTok through her TikTok, her normal TikTok, then that's going to get into the algorithm. And then so people that know her could actually see her TikTok. So I said, do not log on to this thing, you know, so just part of that protection, you know. But I think as we go forward for this year, we're going to try to maintain the way the content that she's doing it now. She's very comfortable with that. And what I would say to anybody that wants to get on, you don't have to do full out porn to make money. I mean, because OnlyFans was not started for the sex industry. It was started for, you know, mostly celebrities. But people, I mean, ASMR, people subscribe to people that eat peanut butter and pickles and want to hear that, you know. So there's just every realm of possibility that you have for making money. And there are people out there, you know, and people all the time like, well, I'll join if you send me a nude picture. I'm like, look, if you need that, go to Pornhub. It's free. You know, go to, you know, somewhere and get all the porn you want to. But if you want to chat with a nice female and for her to check on you and see how your surgery was or see, I mean, whatever.
And that's the thing, like, they're paying for you and there's no other you. And
that's right.
I don't understand why they think if they say that they're going to get something free. Like, it never happens.
I know. And I'll say that. I'll say, look, there is a million other girls on here. I am just not your girl. I'm not it. And I mean, I've had to be honest like that because I'm like, I'm such a people pleaser. Like, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I'd be, at first I'm like, well, I don't know how to say no. And I don't want to be mean to this person. And he's like, you got to stop.
Well, taking it personal, I think. But the other thing, too, is she'll have subscribers who will be on for a month or two and they'll leave. And they'll be gone for a while and they'll come back and say, oh my God, I missed you so much. I couldn't find anybody else like you on OnlyFans.
Well, I'm going to wrap this up. I really enjoyed both of you being here. This is our first couples interview.
Oh.
So that's awesome. And I also congratulations on all the success. It's clearly working. And I'm so excited for this to seep into our audience, especially those who are a little more insecure or really want to start and don't want to show their face. Like, I think this is the episode for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish you all the success. Thank you for being here and sharing your world with us. And is there anything else you want to say to the Slutchpreneurs listening?
Just, you know, it's possible. Anything is possible. And thank you for having us.
Of course. Well, thank you for being here and we'll see everyone on the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.